Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:45, quarter till 9. You go to TylerBridges.com. You can see all the books that Tyler Bridges has written. Very talented author, very skilled reporter. He joins us now, staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Talk about Liz Morrow. Hey, Tyler, how are you? How you been?
Good morning, Tommy.
You been well?
Yeah, life is good. As the chief political reporter for the Times-Picayune Advocate, there's always something for me to write about.
I'll bet there is. Tell me about Liz Morrow. I found this story very intriguing that you wrote.
Yeah, Liz Morrow is the attorney general. She was elected in 2023. You'll remember that Jeff Landry had been the attorney general for the previous 8 years, and she had been one of his top lawyers, and he supported her when she ran to be attorney general in 2023. And now in the position for the past 20 months, she's been very much using the same playbook as Jeff Landry, jumping on to conservative causes, wading into issues such as abortion. And I think they're probably very popular with the conservative voters in Louisiana.
More active than Jeff Landry as attorney general?
I would say about in some ways more active, but let's just simply say at least as active as Jeff Landry as attorney general.
Compare and contrast the two, if you would, Tyler.
Yeah, people who know both of them would say that Jeff Landry as attorney general was a politician first and a lawyer second. Liz Morrow, everybody who knows her says she's a very, very smart lawyer. So they say she's a lawyer first and a politician second. I'd also say that Jeff Landry is a kind of belligerent at times, but a back-slapping Cajun fun guy. Liz Morrow is much more very focused, very straightforward. She really much more comes across as an attorney, but also very approachable.
More corporate almost?
In some ways, but again, I certainly find her to be very approachable. I would credit that, Tommy, to her having a past of being a reporter for 2 years.
Really?
Yes.
There you go. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, because reporters were supposed to be able to talk to people.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about she and the governor. They agree on a lot of things, but not everything?
Yeah, they disagree. They both told me they disagree behind the scenes, but they keep those disagreements out of public view. So they're in lockstep together. And again, the big issue coming up is on October 15th, it's called the Calais case, before the Supreme Court will decide whether Louisiana will keep its concurrent makeup of the congressional boundaries in Washington, or will the court make a ruling that will force Louisiana to change those boundaries. And in fact, possibly Louisiana could lose one or both of its Democratic black members of Congress.
Today is the first Monday in October. I just realized that. I just got this from National Weather Service, Tyler. Let me pass along flash flood warning for Washington and Tangipahoa until 11:45 a.m.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So be aware if you're in those areas here on the South Shore, it's sunny as all get out. The Supreme Court is going to hear the case when? Wednesday?
October 15th.
October 15th.
And Liz Merle, along with Jeff Landry, and also the Secretary of State, Nancy Landry, because I had a separate story on her and Liz Merle over the in the paper over the weekend. Mm-hmm. They're all telling the U.S. Supreme Court that they that the Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which has been in place for decades and which causes forces legislatures to draw lines that elect black Democrats in the South, they're all pushing those Republican elected officials to overturn, to have the Supreme Court overturn Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. And if that happens, it's possible that Louisiana, the legislature would then eliminate the position of Troy Carter, who represents New Orleans and Baton Rouge in Congress, and also Cleo Fields, who represents Baton Rouge up to Shreveport. Those are both black Democrats. Right now, the split in the congressional map for Louisiana is 4 Republicans and 2 Democrats. So that is up in the air, and Liz Merle is playing an important role in that effort.
So they hear it on October 15th, but they won't rule until, or do you know, is this going to be expedited?
We don't know when the Supreme Court will rule. The best expectation is it'll be sometime late in the year or perhaps early next year. But also, Tommy, remember that we expect Governor Jeff Landry to call a special session to begin on October 23rd to potentially draw in a new map, a contingency map, assuming that the Supreme Court rules that Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act is indeed unconstitutional.
When it comes to the Attorney General and the Secretary of State, talk about, well, let me take a break. Tyler, you can pick it up when we come back. Tyler Bridges, our guest, got a new article out. I want to talk about that as well with the Secretary of State. Staff writer, Times-Picayune, New Orleans advocate, author of several books. You can go to tylerbridges.com, get autographed copies there if you like. He is going to talk about the dust-up between the Attorney General and the Secretary of State, right? Got that right, Tyler?
You did.
When
you
we
did.
Come back, yeah. 8:51, 9 till 9, a lot of titles. Traffic now, WWL. 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Tyler Bridges, a gifted reporter and author. I'm looking at the story about Liz Merle. In ninth grade at Cathedral Carmel High, she received all D's and was suspended for 3 days after getting caught smoking in the girls' bathroom. It's not what you achieve in life, it's what you overcome. Huh, Tyler?
Yeah, she said she got her act together and ended up going to LSU Law School and was the editor of the Law Review and has been a very successful attorney and now is the Attorney General of Louisiana.
Tell me what happened with I'll get my title straight here, Secretary of State.
Sure. So as we were talking a minute ago, Tommy, that we've got this important Supreme Court case coming up on a hearing of oral arguments on October 15th. It's called the Calais case. And Liz Merle got upset at the Secretary of State, Nancy Landry, because of something involving this case. And as a result, the Attorney General Merle fired all of the outside attorneys working for the Secretary of State. It's really kind of I think it's an unprecedented act, at least in as anyone can remember. But the Attorney General Merle said, hey, I'm the chief legal officer. If you don't do what I expect you to do and want you to do, I'm in charge. So I'm going to fire your lawyers. And that's what she's done.
When it comes to the Plaquemines Parish coastal erosion case, and I'm, you know, calling it that, my own words, not yours, but she kind of broke ranks with traditional or at least the conservative movement in the country by supporting that, right?
Yeah, both she, both Attorney General Murrell and Governor Landry have sided with the trial lawyer position of the Carmouche Law Firm out of Baton Rouge to support this major lawsuit against Chevron and Plaquemines Parish, and indeed lawsuits, coastal lawsuits throughout. And that is a breaks with what the Trump administration wants, which is now trying to get that big judgment against Chevron overturned.
Any final thoughts, Tyler?
Yeah, just keep your eye on this special session coming up October 23rd, and then, of course, the Supreme Court hearing on October 15th.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time and your insight. Tyler Bridges, staff writer, Times-Picayune, New Orleans advocate, author of several books. The one I love is about the laterals and the trombone in the Stanford game. Also one, I don't have the window open in front of me right now, but about his father and serving in the military in World War II. I think everybody who had a dad who served in World War II should read that book. Go to tylerbridges.com. You'll see all his books. Rena Conti joins us, and we come back. We'll talk about the Trump administration rolling out Trump RX. What does that mean? Then we'll talk to Mike Pearlstein about an averted near escape at the New Orleans Correctional Center.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.